Survey, inflation remains top problem for Main Street. Texas border business, Austin, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index reached the highest reading of the year in June at 91.5, a 1-point increase from last month. The last time the index was higher was in December of 2023 when it reached 91.9. Even so, this marks the 30th month below the historical average of 98. Inflation is still the top small business issue, with 21% of owners reporting it as their single most important problem in operating their business, down 1 point from May. Main Street remains pessimistic about the economy for the balance of the year, said NFIB chief economist Bill Dunkelberg. Increasing compensation costs has led to higher prices all around. Meanwhile, no relief from inflation is in sight for small business owners as they prepare for the uncertain months ahead. Key findings include, seasonally adjusted, a net 22% plan to raise compensation in the next 3 months, up 4 points from May. A net negative 2%, seasonally adjusted, of owners viewed current inventory stocks as too low in June, up 6 points from May's lowest reading since October 1981. A net negative 2%, seasonally adjusted, plan inventory investment in the coming months, up 4 points from May. 52% reported capital outlays in the last 6 months, down 6 points from May and the lowest reading since August 2022. 4% of owners reported that all their borrowing needs were not satisfied, up 1 point from May and the highest reading since August 2022. As reported in NFIB's monthly jobs report, a seasonally adjusted 37% of all small business owners reported jobs openings they could not fill in their current period, down 5 points from May. Of the 60% of owners hiring or trying to hire in June, 85% reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. 52% of owners reported capital outlays in the last 6 months, down 6 points from May and the lowest reading since August 2022. Of those making expenditures, 35% reported spending on new equipment, 22% acquired vehicles, and 14% improved or expanded facilities. 10% spent money on new fixtures and furniture and 5% acquired new buildings or land for expansion. 23%, seasonally adjusted, plan capital outlays in the next 6 months, unchanged from May. A net negative 12% of all owners, seasonally adjusted, reported higher nominal sales in the past 3 months. The net percent of owners expecting higher real sales volumes was unchanged at a net negative 13%, seasonally adjusted. The net percent of owners reporting inventory gains rose 4 points to a net negative 3%. Not seasonally adjusted, 17% reported increases in stocks and 16% reported reductions. A net negative 2%, seasonally adjusted, of owners viewed current inventory stocks as too low in June, up 6 points from May, which was the lowest reading since October 1981. A net negative 2%, seasonally adjusted, of owners plan inventory investment in the coming months, up 4 points from May. The net percent of owners raising average selling prices rose 2 points from May to a net 27% seasonally adjusted. 21% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business. Unadjusted, 12% reported lower average selling prices and 41% reported higher average prices. Price hikes were the most frequent in the construction, 55% higher, 5% lower, retail, 49% higher, 8% lower, wholesale, 46% higher, 17% lower, finance, 38% higher, 7% lower, and services, 37% higher, 9% lower, sectors. Seasonally adjusted, a net 26% plan price hikes in June. Seasonally adjusted, a net 38% reported raising compensation, up 1 point from May. A seasonally adjusted net 22% plan to raise compensation in the next 3 months, up 4 points from May. 11% of owners cited labor costs as their top business problem, up 1 point from May and only 2 points below the highest reading of 13% reached in December 2021. 19% said that labor quality was their top business problem, remaining behind inflation as the number one issue. The frequency of reports of positive profit trends was a net negative 29%, seasonally adjusted, 1 point better than May, but still a very poor reading. Among owners reporting lower profits, 34% blamed weaker sales, 17% blamed the rise in the cost of materials, 12% cited labor costs, and 9% cited lower selling prices. For owners reporting higher profits, 37% credited sales volumes, 27% cited usual seasonal change, and 20% cited higher selling prices. 4% of owners reported that all their borrowing needs were not satisfied. 24% reported all credit needs met and 61% said they were not interested in a loan. A net 7% reported their last loan was harder to get than in previous attempts. 4% of owners reported that financing was their top business problem in June, down 2 points from May. The NFIB Research Center has collected small business economic trends data with quarterly surveys since the fourth quarter of 1973 and monthly surveys since 1986. Survey respondents are randomly drawn from NFIB's membership. The report is released on the second Tuesday of each month. This survey was conducted in June 2024.